Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Hey there, this is KYW's Dave Uram. Thank you for tuning in to the KYW Sports Pod. Very pleased to share this interview with you. It's a former Phillies general manager, Ruben Amaro Jr. We talked about a variety of things, his career, his time as GM, and what's going on with baseball right now. The part about his career and time as general manager will be in an upcoming episode of Philly Sports Playback. But for now, here's Ruben's take on the disagreement between MLB and its players on how to conduct the coronavirus delayed 2020 season. We're all hoping that baseball comes back, and we've been following this back and forth for weeks. So I felt like it was really important to get the perspective of somebody who was on both sides of the argument. He was a GM and he was a player. Without further ado, here's my chat with former Phillies general manager, Ruben Amaro Jr. It's an honor to be joined by the former general manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, used to play for the Phillies, basically grew up with the Phillies, Ruben Amaro Jr. Ruben, thank you for doing this. I hope you're doing well. First thing I'm wondering is, you know, for consumers of baseball like us, it's definitely different, but from somebody who basically grew up and lived around the game, what's this adjustment been like? It's June and we haven't had baseball yet.
Yeah, it's not fun. When the calendar spins on January 1st and you get ready, revved up for spring training. In fact, I was down there in Florida, spending some time in Clearwater and in Dunedin, preparing for the season in a couple of different ways. But when things came to a screeching halt right around St. Patty's Day, I was like, wow, man, this is strange. And now it's almost been so long now, it's been almost another full off season again. So it's very strange and it's real different. No question about that.
What's going on currently with the negotiations? You have a perspective of a front office executive and as a player, and you were a player, you know, during the 94 strike. How surprised are you several weeks after these negotiations started that it's come to this?
Yeah, I was disappointed in what happened in March, in so much that they didn't button up some of the things that are dealing with right now, as far as how they would deal with fans being in the stands. You know, it's just so people understand. I mean, this is a very different circumstance than the NBA or the NHL or the NFL, because we have not started any games and they haven't been, players haven't been paid. So I have a perspective on both sides here. So, to me, the fact that they didn't button that up as far as having fans in the stands, that's almost 40% of revenue that owners are going to be losing. And they are going to be losing money. I mean, there's no question about that. I know the fans don't care about that necessarily, but both the owners and the players are going to be losing money. And in this time, in this day and age, and in this time, in this very, very crazy time, and during this pandemic, obviously the world has changed and things are different and people get different perspective. But we also have to look at the kind of the business side of this as well, and understand that, listen, you know, there's 40% of this revenue is not going to exist, whether they play games, you know, if they play games or not. And if they do play games and the fans aren't there, I mean, it makes it more difficult on the owners. I understand why each side is taking a stance. I know the owners feel that they have some strength and some power right now based on where they are with the basic agreement currently. I think the players feel that they were in some ways kind of shafted in the last basic agreement. And I think they want to kind of dig in and get back a better hold. I understand all these things, and they have long-term implications for after 2021, but the fans just want to see baseball, and I don't blame them. And I do think that the people that are negotiating are intelligent enough to be able to get a deal done. I was concerned when things got very public. When it gets public, it makes it very, very difficult to get a deal done. And if they can get face-to-face, which now they have, and then they can have, you know, substantive conversations one-on-one or two-on-two or four-on-four, whatever the case may be, in the right setting, I think something can get done.
If you were in the room and taking a neutral approach to it, what would you tell both sides?
For me, it really is ultimately about the fans. And that has not been, doesn't seem to be the theme right now. And they're more worried about, you know, where their stance are, where the line is in the sand on each side. And I think ultimately, and this is something that the late great David Montgomery used to say to me and one of my mentors, and actually one of those guys who had a lot of influence in these negotiations over the many, many years of Harmony, is that we have to do things for the fans, whether it's going to, and, you know, it might hurt a little bit. It might hurt us business-wise a little bit. But ultimately, if we don't have our fans backing us, we're going to be in trouble. And so let's get something done so that fans can enjoy our game.
That led me to my next question. On Monday, Commissioner Manfred on ESPN said the optics of this are a disaster. How much is this going to hurt the sport, whether baseball comes back for 50-odd games or – worst case scenario, there is no season?
I think it will hurt the sport if there's not a negotiated deal done. I think that it will help the sport, and it hopefully creates a better dynamic and a better relationship for the 2021 and beyond seasons and the negotiation after that season if they do get a negotiated deal done. And I think the fans will enjoy that. I think this is an opportunity, I've said this before, for us to look at our game and analyze it and look for ways to improve the game. This is an opportunity for us. I got to view this this difficult time as an opportunity to, okay, let's get the heads together and let's think about what changes can we make to have our fans enjoy the game more, because we're starting to lose some fans, some demographics that's understandable. I mean, things are changing in this world. People are looking for a faster paced game. The attention span is shorter and shorter, and I think that we're losing some of the footing as far as our fan base is concerned. And I think it's important for us to look at different ways to try to improve that. Whatever the case may be, should it be 8 innings a season, a game 8 innings long? Should we have should we have ties after 9 innings? Should, you know, all types of things that and I think that we should think about. And I'm a big baseball purist. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the fact that I've flipped now on the DH, and I think that's an important element of bringing this in. I didn't believe in expanded playoffs, but the way people are working now, and the way people are operating, I think there's got to be more incentive to win and to get into the playoffs, because you're seeing GMs tanking seasons and doing certain things that I don't think are fair for the fan base. I mean, we should, when a season opens, every single team should have an opportunity, a possibility to win and be a champion. And expanding the playoffs, I think, is going to be one of those things that will help create more competition, I hope. But these are all things that are needed, not for baseball necessarily, but for the fans. And we don't exist unless the fans are entertained, and we need to create an entertainment in baseball that's absolutely necessary to compete with all the other dollars that they're going to, you know, and attention span that people are going to, take upon in other sports and other activities.
The sport took a hit in terms of the fans after the 94 strike, and it took Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and that great home run chase to kind of bring it back a little bit. Are you concerned, and do you believe that fans will be fed up with baseball regardless of what the end result, you know, this summer is with this negotiation?
I would be more concerned if we do not get a deal done. I am a little bit concerned because there's going to be some apathy here. I mean, I sense that. And having looked at some of the social networks and things like that and being a little bit more involved in those, I see some of that happening a little bit more and more. But the reality of it is, again, if we can get something negotiated, if we can get back to a partnership between MLB and MLBPA and leave, you know, some of these negotiations out of the public eye and back in the boardrooms, I think that we can make some real progress.
How many games would you like to see this summer, and how many games do you think they're going to eventually come to terms or have to force on the season?
You know, I would love to have seen 80 games or 82 games, half a season. I think that that could have been done in some way, shape, or form. Obviously, I think it's difficult now that if we want to have expanded playoffs, and I understand where Rob Manfred and MLB is on as far as ending the season in late September rather than into October. It's just very difficult to play our sport when it's later and later, and it puts a lot of pressure on you know, the driving force of weather, right, that we can't control. So I think, you know, kind of lost my train of thought here, but if you can repeat the question again.
What do you think is going to exactly happen? What do you think they'll decide on or be forced to put on the season?
The number of games. Yeah. I'm sorry. I think that it's going to probably end up being somewhere between 60 and 65 games. I'm hoping that they can get, you know, closer to 70 because I think it gives it more legitimacy as far as the season is concerned. I believe that like 154 game schedule would be enough for people to be entertained enough and to be able to vet out the real, you know, quality teams. And so that kind of constitutes 70 games, kind of constitutes half of a season in a way. But I know they're forced by the calendar now to get closer to 60. I'm hopefully going to get as many as they possibly can. I'd like to see closer to 70, but if they can get 65 or 66 or 68 games and work it out in their calendar to do that, that'd be great.
Well, hopefully they figure something out. We're all craving baseball, like you said. Ruben Amara Jr., former general manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, former player on the Phillies, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Stay safe.
Absolutely, Dave. Anytime, and thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.